Why don't they let us, like Spares or whoever wants to do it, do Cowboy Theater 1310?
Like Super Bowl edition?
Well, probably not Super Bowl edition, because no one, I mean, yeah, I don't know if anyone's going to actually tune into that. I'm just saying more often, like regular season Cowboy games.
Let's just do a preseason game.
Like, why does it have to be like a once a year thing that the big hosts come and do? Like, what's the difference? Let us come in here and do it.
Yeah, I would
like it. I would certainly do it.
I'm always yelling funny crap at my TV.
People ought to hear it.
Yeah. And it would just essentially be a 4-hour crow line, pretty much. Us just throwing things and Jason Garrett's play calling. And
like, what do we air during Cowboy games?
Counter program.
Rotten Radio.
No, we don't even do that.
Probably Sporting News Radio.
It's like SB Nation.
Yeah,
Hot
Nation.
Dog. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, I agree. Take that to Kat.
I don't think he wants to talk to me this week.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What happened,
buddy?
You had a rough week.
Oh, no.
What did you do at Ticket Stock?
Wasn't he in Atlanta?
I got in trouble at Ticket Stock.
You did?
Yep, and then he was in Atlanta, and I...
What'd you get in trouble for?
I don't want to go over it.
Have you talked about it on air already?
No.
Oh, it must have been good then.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I want it to go away. What do you bring up... Things that make you angry to everyone that you see?
But what did you do?
Go back to that other microphone, bro.
Did you, like, vomit in one of Jay Novacek's cowboy boots or something?
No, I did offer Troy Aikman's wife a shot of whiskey out of the bottle that we had.
Whiskey, your brown drink.
Just straight out of the bottle, huh?
Hey, that chick that...
Well, I didn't know who she was.
And on a drink?
It was backstage, and all of a sudden there's this like gorgeous woman. I mean, yes, she is a beautiful woman.
He's like, want a belt?
Hey.
I love you.
A cannonball coming.
And she did like the polite like hand wait, like no.
No, thank you.
You know what? No, thank you.
Prefer to not drink whiskey out of the bottle after a Saroy.
Yeah, and then I just shrug and take another big pull and kind of saunter
That's
off.
That's fine, I'll take your three bubbles.
That's cool.
That's more for me.
Fine by me.
Hey, how easily did that girl that wrote her number on our bodies, how easily did that come off?
Well, I forgot about it for a couple of days. Boy, the girl wrote her phone number on...
Hey, now.
Yours, too?
Yeah, no, my forearm.
Same girl?
Yeah.
Ah, forget it.
Was she hot?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, she was hot.
And it didn't come off real easy. And I don't ever
use...
Because she wanted you to have it.
I don't ever use, like, a...
Soap? Like a,
no, I use soap all the time, almost. But I never use like a scrubbing thing.
You use what? A bar of
like
soap?
Like a loofah. You're not a loofah guy.
Nah, just, you know.
What do you do in the shower, guy?
I just use
soap. Just go raw bar of soap right between the cheeks, huh?
Yeah. Do the flip maneuver.
Yeah, just leaving your little short curlies all over that thing for the next participant.
Just barrel roll that bar of Irish Spring in between your buns.
It's kind of nice, you know?
Barrel roll.
You know? What do you have? Nice. Answer what you have. Do you have a bar of soap? Do you have...
You know,
washcloth?
I just use the lotion stuff.
Lotion.
Are your eyes open? Look
you
at
mean
him.
Body wash?
Yeah, the body wash.
There you go. Yeah.
Lotion.
Right. I use the body wash.
Lotion comes after.
Anyway, that's not the point of the story.
And no.
Nah, just.
Washcloth or anything.
I just rub it all over.
Okay.
What's the. I mean.
Go ahead.
I'm in the shower.
So I'm with you on this.
I mean, thank you. It's not that weird. We just. I don't need a.
Body wash is designed to work with something, and then you get the foam going.
Yeah. Yeah. Done. You got everything you need, bro. Yeah, I don't use shaving cream either.
You don't?
You've said that before, which is bizarre.
I don't understand.
How do you shave?
Well, you go ahead and shave, Ty.
You shave and you just put water on your face?
Well, I'm usually just out of the shower, so like you're all hot and poured, opened up and stuff. And you just shave. It's not a problem.
Nah, I've tried without
shaving. What kind of fancy razor do you have?
Yeah.
Where you get no razor burn. You're
have
shaving
some,
with
it
nothing.
Is Japanese titanium. It is.
Oh, okay. It's like a, you know, Ginsu. It's a Ginsu razor.
It is a Mach 5.
Okay.
Well. Yeah.
But it's a big cream that's making you use
big
shaving cream.
Big cream.
Your guys are in the pocket of big cream.
Cream daddy.
You don't need it, man. I'm telling you.
I really feel like I do.
This is such a stupid stance. First off, you have a beard, so you don't actually shave the thing down to nothing. You just do a little trim work, and that's fine to not use cream.
So it's the same as you don't use cream in the shower?
On my head? Yes, of course I use shaving cream.
I don't use it for that either. I'm in the shower. Well,
that's why your head looks like
one of
the moons of Jupiter.
What do you know about what a moon of Jupiter looks like? They're probably gorgeous.
I went to college. How do you maintain downstairs, guy?
Hey, no cream matches. There? Or lots of cream?
Matches.
Yeah, all nice Bic lighter.
All pyromancy down there.
Just, hey.
Controlled fire.
Flamethrower.
Controlled burn.
Yeah.
Just a nice.
I'm like California.
Two buffers on each thigh. And just. You torch gotta, it so it doesn't chase down your leg.
You pat it down before it gets out of control.
You're a gross man.
No, it's great. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So the phone number.
Yeah.
So I used one of the little fluffy things. The
loofah.
But not a loofah. It's like a sea cucumber.
No, it's a loofah. No.
It is?
They're all called loofahs now.
All right. Whatever.
It's not just this giant thing.
Well, this proves
creepy
that I don't
thing
use
that
anything.
Baba would have in her right. shower. Right. Right next to the shower pick.
I don't even know what you call it. But, it's a ball thing. And I scrubbed it to get that thing off, and it definitely took off layers of skin. My whole forearm was red.
Yeah, you've exfoliated.
And puffy.
Yeah. That's good for you.
I don't know.
So let's go back to the phone number on the arm thing. Like, does this gal know that
when you've had
both
a weekend
of you are
show,
with lady?
When you've had a weekend show.
Ticket stock, Ty.
As long as we have. And you run into the hot female P1 at ticket stock. If you don't get digits,
do you have a name for us? Do you have a name?
Human.
Whoa. Human. All right, just didn't matter enough to commit to memory, huh?
Dude.
No, we're not gonna say it on air.
Names.
And also, pretty serious between the three of us.
You should have fired me those digits. I would have taken advantage.
You need to go out there and swag around after the concert.
Yeah, I was out there for a while on Saturday. I just had some other stuff to do, and I've seen the Time Wasters 1,000 times.
Not like this.
Yeah, you're
greatest hits,
right.
Dude.
I know.
27
yeah,
songs.
Yes, bro.
And you just left, and you had some things to do?
Yes.
What'd you have to do? Stuff driving? Stuff driving car stuff?
Big cream.
Yes. Yeah. Shaving of things with shaving cream. It
That's
takes a while.
Disappointing time.
It is disappointing.
You know, as you try to make your way at the station, you'd think supporting the big events of the station would be a big step.
I show up. I wanted to go Friday. There were a lot of people that I knew there Friday, but I couldn't because I had to work.
Well, it was an amazing weekend, and thanks to all the P1s that showed up.
It was fine.
Y'all got, hey, what are you talking about? You guys got phone numbers.
It's true.
That you loofed off.
What do you got on the show, guys?
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
You going to talk about what you're going to eat at your Super Bowl party?
Mavs.
Yeah, we got sports, man.
Berea!
And Berea.
Berea!
It's going to be fun.
Have you taken any drone footage of Kristaps yet?
No, I don't think he's in town yet.
No, okay.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. And besides, I don't think my drone goes up that high.
Nah!
He's so tall. Yeah,
he's tall.
I get you. Yeah, that's right.
7'3".
Let us go, guys.
All right.